Exclusive, Office of Naval Intelligence hosted event on inclusive language for transgender, non-binary, intersex. By Christina Wong on May 16, 2023. The Navy's Office of Naval Intelligence, ONI, hosted an Intelligence Community Pride Ally Engagement event last week on using inclusive language to reflect the existence of transgender, non-binary, and intersex individuals, Breitbart News has learned. A description of the May 11th event, sent out in emails to staff by ONI leaders, said, "As our understanding of gender and identity evolves, so does the language we use to be inclusive. Just as our language changed to acknowledge women's presence in the workplace, for example, no longer using men or he as a default term to refer to everyone, our language continues to change to reflect the existence of transgender, non-binary and intersex individuals. Ally engagement, inclusive language, IC pride. The event is intended as a starting point to understand how we can not only make our language more inclusive, but open to opportunities to be less exclusive," the description added. "Come out and join the discussion at the Office of Naval Intelligence. Learn something new, then utilize the information to influence your actions moving forward." Related, who funded these? Gates grills Pentagon chief on drag queen story hours, shows at military bases. At the bottom of the email was an email signature, indicating the event description was forwarded. The signature was from ONI's Chief Diversity, Equity, Inclusion and Accessibility Officer Ronald M. Rose. His signature included he/him. The event was scheduled for 2 hours during the workday, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. The office's top enlisted sailor encouraged ONI staff to attend, according to one of the emails. Team, see the attached PPT in the below email to find out more about the impending IC Pride Ally Engagement event that is happening this week. Master Chief T. Keith Hayden wrote. The Navy confirmed that the event took place, and added it was one of a series, and was completely voluntary. On May 11, 2023, the Naval Intelligence Activity, NIA, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Accessibility, DEIA, office hosted an Intelligence Community, IC, Pride event as part of its year-round Think, Learn, Act Enrichment series. The intent of this series is to have an engaging discussion with the NIA workforce about a variety of topics. All were invited to attend, and the event was completely voluntary. Exclusive, Representative Jim Banks blasts Day-focused Army for hiding recruitment survey data. The event comes as the Navy facing controversy for appointing an enlisted sailor who is a non-binary drag queen named Harpy Daniels as one of its 5 Navy digital ambassadors to help with recruitment. On Tuesday, 10 Republican lawmakers who are also Navy veterans sent a letter to the Navy Secretary to demand information on the ambassador program and how the Navy intends to combat its recruitment struggles, as exclusively reported by Breitbart News. The lawmakers, led by Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, blasted the Biden administration's implementation of woke policies across the U.S. military, which include opening the military to transgender individuals, many of whom require medical care. Other woke policies implemented by Biden include the Air Force Academy discouraging use of gendered language such as mom and dad, and allowing transgender soldiers to use barracks, bathrooms, and showers of their gender identity regardless of what genitalia they have. Clyde said in a statement, despite facing what a Navy spokesperson describes as the most challenging recruiting environment since the start of the all-volunteer force, the Biden administration's Department of the Navy continues to implement radical, reckless, and woke policies that deter capable recruits from volunteering to defend this nation's freedoms. As Navy veterans, we understand that a woke military is a weak military, he said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.